First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 26 of our Lenten journey is given by Claire Jordan. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
This is a story about perfectionism, signs and wonders, and quiet moments with God. I was already in grad school, and my faith was entering sort of a plateau. I was anxious about entering the real world, and I felt aimless in a lot of ways. I had started to feel disconnected in corporate worship and fellowship. I didn't know what my adult faith was going to look like. I knew that I needed more rest in my life, so I started implementing a weekly Sabbath. Every Friday, I turned off my phone, opened my journal, and spent the day following my whims with God. Sometimes I ended up at a movie theater by myself, sometimes on a long walk, and sometimes I fell asleep. But this time brought a sweetness to my aimless anxiety. Over and over again, I kept coming across the story of the woman who poured out her offering of perfume on Jesus' feet. It goes like this. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." For about 6 months, this story was top of mind, but in a way that frustrated me. I had no idea why I kept thinking about this story. I kept saying, "Yeah, God, I want to be a poured out offering for you, but what about it?" Later that winter, we had a guest speaker at the campus ministry. I don't remember what she talked about, but I do remember that she paused toward the end of her sermon. She said, "I feel compelled to talk about my time as an intern with this ministry. I was never planning on interning here. And then one day, in my year preparing to leave college, I came across the story of the woman who poured out her offering of perfume on Jesus' head." At this point, I felt that numbness crawl across my face. It had been 6 months, and I hadn't told anyone about my rumination on this story. Suddenly, it felt like she was speaking directly to me. She said the woman's offering was supposedly worth a year's wages. So in that moment, I decided to give up a year's wages and intern with this ministry after college. Before that day, I had never once paid attention to the possibility of this internship. My ship had sailed. I was already in grad school, ready to leave. Within a week of that sermon, I had applied. Within a month, I was fully committed, and in a weird way, never so sure of anything in my life, even though it confused my family and friends. But I still hadn't told anyone the whole story. After I committed, a group of people prayed for me after the service. They encouraged me and said a lot of kind things, and then I got up to leave. A young man stopped me. He said, wait, I have to tell you something else. While you've been sitting here, I can't stop thinking about the story of the woman who poured out her offering of perfume on Jesus. That numbness returned, and I said, yeah. He said, yeah, but there's more. I feel like God is saying something. He sees that you want to be a poured out offering. He sees you wanting to sacrifice, and he admires you for that. But then, in my mind's eye, I see him reach down, pick all of your sacrifice back up, and give it back to you tenfold. I spent the next 2 years interning for that ministry, and I had that deep sweetness of certainty. It's rare, and it was a challenging time as I continued grad school, an assistantship, and this full-time internship. But I had that lightness of being that comes with knowing I was exactly where I was supposed to be. And the spiritual treasures I gained in that place continue to unfold in my life. The way that I view myself, God, and the world altered day by day, setting me on a path of much more freedom, confidence, and joy in my faith. I don't continue to live in such stark clarity every day, not nearly every day, but I cherish the sweetness of that thin place, and I hope that it might come around again when the time is right. God, during this Lenten season, help us to feel peace when we have clarity and when we don't. Thank you for the thin places where we feel connected and the times when we feel disconnected. May we be confident of you no matter what. Amen.